talking today with Jay Hill of Hill Farms and Wholesome Valley Farms of New Mexico. Jay, you kind of talked a little bit about how you give folks these days the option of organic, but you're still believing in technology that GMOs are the answer. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, as we have learned to be a more transparent farm and a more adaptable farm, and to get through some of these slumps that we've seen in our markets, we've had to diversify, and adding organic to our portfolio has been something that's helped us kind of ride out these storms. Do I necessarily believe that organic is going to save the world and it's the most sustainable way to grow crops? Absolutely not, but it's something that we need to look at.
And something else that you talked about was, you know, the economy in the agricultural sector is down right now. You talked about how you've incurred some debt there, and, you know, just kind of talk about the importance of the farm safety nets in the farm bill, especially with the 2018 farm bill talks coming up. What would you tell lawmakers about that?
You know, it's time to really look at some of the hard questions. Is our money going in the right spot with food stamps? Is that system still usable? As far as a safety net, catching a family farmer, be it with a subsidy or with incentive to grow or not grow a crop, we'd really need to take a hard look and spend some town hall time, and we need to talk to producers. A lot of these politicians right now go in and get their email and read through it without really taking the time to talk to the guys that actually have the boots in the field. And so it's time for us to reach out to them and help try to sculpt this new farm bill.
And, you know, the central theme around this week was feeding the future. How has technology played a role in that?
You know, technology's it's kind of the interesting twin brother that we get to play with. We try to be as adaptive as we can be, especially in this industry. Anything that we can cut off of our bottom line, we look at that kind of technology. But at the same time, we've had a lot of people that have stepped into the farm light and said, you know what, this is going to save a lot of money for your operation. And this is going to be, you know, let's take a look at drones. You know, purchasing a drone was one of the worst investments I've ever made. And people were telling me that this is going to be the change in agriculture. This is the future, and this is what's going to happen. We need to get some solid technology out there, Climate Corp, things like that, that are actually going to help enable farmers produce crops more efficiently instead of speculating about aerospace or something that maybe or might not work.
Obviously, technology presents a lot of opportunities, especially for growers like yourself. Have they presented any challenges? You mentioned a lot of your labor issues have been affected by this.
Yeah, so we have to look at the social aspect, too. So if I go out and buy a new piece of equipment, how many people am I replacing? And are those people just getting replaced for that one specific purpose, or does that person actually have another job? And I don't want to make it seem like it's a non-human aspect of farming, but if I buy a machine that harvests a certain crop, I'm going to have to use those people to not only would have harvested that crop, but now I've got to use them for other crops as well. And so do you spend the money and try to mechanize everything at one shot and not worry about a social impact, or do you take baby steps and figure out what's going to happen with your local economy?
And on that social aspect, you had some interesting thoughts about immigration. How are you dealing with that on your operation?
You know, we need clarity. That's one of the biggest things. Is there's so much. Either you're on the fence with Trump or you're off the fence with Trump, and I guess you could say, pun intended, on that. We need clarity on the farm side. To what do I tell my employees? You know, if they're considering, you know, do we move? Do we not move? Are we going to get deported? What's going on? And we want to be able to tell them not only the truth, but we want to give them some peace of mind that somebody's not going to pull up in the middle of the field, throw them in a paddy wagon, and run them back across the border. And so we need to look at this immigration thing as taking baby steps as well. We don't need to destroy and tear apart families that have already been here for, you know, generations now. We need to figure out a way to streamline the documentation system, but then we need to make sure we're firm on our borders. We need to make sure that our borders are in place and that we can actually screen the people that are coming into this country.
And, you know, you talked about being on the fence or off the fence with Trump, and a lot of these agricultural industries, the last thing they want to see is any disruption in trade. But you had an interesting perspective on that. I think it's neat to get that viewpoint from you.
You know, from my perspective, and I guess you could, my personal opinion is NAFTA is a broken system. I believe that we need to really work with Mexico. I believe we really need to work with Canada as far as being not only neighbors, but large trade partners. But when somebody can live 20 miles south of me, produce the same crop I do at a fraction of the price, either I need to get out of this business or I need something that's going to even the playing field. Because if I get out of the business, I'm taking 300 jobs with me. So we need to figure out how do we even this playing field now instead of just watching this Mexican produce roll in day after day after day. I don't say we stop it, but I say that we figure out a way to maybe put a tariff or there's a couple of ideas out there that everybody's talking about, but we need to figure out something to slow it down.
And finally, circling back to that feeding the future aspect of things, what's your thoughts on the future of agriculture? You've got a bright horizon?
You know, agriculture is the most remarkable occupation anybody could ever have. The opportunity to get up and do what you love, to be surrounded by people that share your same goal and your same dream. Even though we are in probably some of the hardest times that the younger guys like myself have ever seen, we got a lot of grit. And we are going to pick our head up and we're going to come out of this thing swinging. And I know that the American farmer and rancher will come out of this thing on more than just a positive note.